Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Magambula tigo weekend na turan na marama. Tharumun ng unilewa. Hen matagalising ni kuwa. Against all odds.
Yes.
We are here in Turek in Suba. And we greet you live on television, Facebook, wherever you are. We greet you in the mighty name. The matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Many.
Regardless of what we are going through right now, in the midst of a tropical cyclone, we tend to believe that God is always with us, regardless of the situation. Watching as family, as couple, or children, in your workplace, wherever you are, we say, Mulabenaka. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not forgetting those of you overseas and those that are connecting on Facebook, whether New Methodist page or My TV page, we take this time to greet you.
Hallelujah.
And we believe the message this morning, against all odds, it'll be very right. It'll be very appropriate to anybody that you are watching us this wonderful morning. So once again, greetings. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Boleh binaka bekimini na bakarong betik mene bekor korro, bakatalan kini bekin bekin mata papa landin do. Estambe ke bekian dan dabi tiko dan dasu su tiko nama takani singani ko, dan raki me terikian tiko, bakau siwi kini tiko biti lebo, bakatik evo no lebo. Bekimini na bakarong betik mene bekin say burbura outside Fiji, kita bakam boleh tiko ni biti kime me Indonesia tiko go, dan raki su su, dan buku ni dengi lamba terik biti tiko. Abakam bota ni indu indu na bunon dan dabi tiko kina. Estambe ke bekian dan sengan live live sa sengan wai nambula e baka sengan ito doko na mataka ni sengan dai e baka ndare den sengan ni baka na bi mataka ni sengan tambo e na nambula e na bi sengan tambo sawati e na mataka ni kokiro be baka mbula tika ni bi kimni kokiro be kachi ni bi kimni e sengan tal ni ndo usi bita nambula baka rabi
haleluya
wada bana ndrendre ko lok duruma wada bana bi kai konda bi tiku kirin sega bi nakri ko baka mbota na nomu kalo e sengan baka ndo ni bi tiku selevi ko na dona ngona be kenda na baka rogati ko na bi korkor o baka mbota ni da bakruru tiko sana banua stambe ke weekend stambita no de tiko 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 mbeka ni equation center and the litiko no sana vi korni buli eso era bakruru tiko no mani ban lotu sana vi hol ni koro ke ro baka mbole tiko ni ma takni singeni ko
be ke ro
baka ngeta tiko no bula
e
saka ni ndo no bula o sibita no bula bakravi wono ngani turango chisu baka mboti kwa na ma takni ko ke nda na vingravi tiko ke nda tiko tiko no nda vingravi na ndo ngunu waini e na ma takni singen dai we will actually start with the holy communion unlike the other Sundays that we usually have towards the end of the service. But today we would like to start with that Holy Communion.
Yes.
For you to have your covenant with your God. Because we don't know what you're going through. We don't know the depth of struggles that you're going through. We don't know where you are at this moment. The levels of your struggle. But the only assurance that we have, the only confidence that we can share with you this morning, that this God, He never fails. And He's a faithful God. So we will start with our Holy Communion today. Angasalewu will lead us with a message that is befitting for all of us. And we would like to invite you to join us in this Holy Communion, to have that covenant with God. This cyclone, as we have monitored and other people are actually monitoring and all of us are actually looking at, that it's taking, slow to go by. And the slower it is, the longer that it's affecting all the families and the longer it stays. And I don't like the slower. And I believe this morning we will all come in agreement and we will all have faith in our God that He's going to make it happen because He is the master of the wind. He is the maker of the rain. All these things that we are facing, that's God. Only He, the Creator, can do that. Only He can change the situation that we are in. We can monitor the cyclone. We can track whatever it's doing. We can create evacuation centers. There's a lot of things that we can do in the physical sense, or any nation or any government can do. Anybody, when there is a cyclone or when there is something, there is always a natural disaster with a preparation on what man can do. But we must believe that whatever is happening, that there is a God and His name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And He's the creator of the whole universe. He speaks and everything came to be. So by the power of His word, we would like you to join us this morning to come in agreement and pray, because there may be other families that are really suffering as much and we don't know the level of it, the children, there's so much. And the only thing that we can do this morning is to come in agreement and have faith that this God will either quicken this cyclone to go past quickly or just to make it disappear to benefit our nation. And I believe for those of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come in agreement, there is power in the blood of Jesus. So this morning I will give this time to Gasteleva to share a few things on the trusting in God and what we are currently facing. And if you're home, you cannot find any Holy Communion elements where you are standing, it doesn't really matter. Agree with us through your heart and through your spirit. And if you're in a dry hole and you can manage your juice and you can manage the bread or manage, you know, it can be yesterday's biscuit, it can be an old biscuit, it can be an old bread, whatever that you have. Stand with us this morning and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeremiah 17:7.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord.
Amen.
This is the time that we must trust in the Lord. Regardless of what we're going through.
Amen.
This is the time that we trust in the Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of the situation. As we are about to partake our Holy Communion, the Bible says, those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion.
Hallelujah.
They are like the tree by the riverside. So this morning, let us trust in the Lord.
Amen.
From our power in the word, 8 to 9, we were talking about if my people who are called by my name,
amen,
humble themselves and pray, turn away from their wicked ways and seek my face.
Amen.
Five things I was sharing, that this God will listen to
Hallelujah.
Our prayer, forgive our sin and heal our land. So this morning we will pray for the quickening of tropical cyclone Anna to move faster. Hallelujah. So we can go back to our normalcy. And that is the normal life, the normal wind, maybe the normal rain, the normal sunshine. So as we partake this morning, trust in the Lord. Wherever you are.
Amen.
In Evacuation Center, at home, trust in the Lord. We will say, commit, dedicate a Holy Communion today for God's hand to move, and we are commanding the cyclone to move
Hallelujah.
Faster. Not only move faster and also weaker.
Amen.
This wonderful morning. So when we partake the bread, represent His body, and the wine represent His blood. That God can move because of our agreement.
Amen.
We are agreeing this morning.
You need to believe with us this
and
morning.
You have to agree with us,
please. Hallelujah.
That this will happen and everything will come to normalcy. Hallelujah. And nothing is impossible
with God.
Hallelujah. Even though everything is up to Him, but nothing is impossible.
Yes.
My people call by my name. Humble, pray, turn away from wicked ways, seek His face. We are the ones that can change the pattern, the strength, and the direction of
Hallelujah.
Anything.
Yes.
So we are coming in agreement.
We are coming in agreement this morning. And maybe some of you begin to see the rising of the waters around your home, are getting closer to your doorstep. Or some of you cannot even leave home. Or some of you are late in leaving your house to go to evacuation centers. And some of you, we heard yesterday, listening through the news and reading through the papers, that this time around was a bit faster, the reaction. You have left home earlier and you are actually listening to us from the evacuation center if you're one of them. But some of us didn't. Yesterday in Suva, as we leave here, you see the sun shining. There's no element or no indication whatsoever to tell you there is an approaching cyclone. And you know, you may be caught wherever you are at. Against all odds. Don't look back, don't regret anything. Learn, move forward, stand up, and come in agreement with us this morning. There's no money on the face of the earth. There's no intellect on the face of the earth that can move the cyclone. There's nothing that man can create to put a stop into what nature is doing. Only God, the Creator Himself, can do that. And by coming in agreement this morning, we are actually coming in agreement, believing in this God. We'll look after our nation, we'll save our nation, and we look after each and every individual that even we don't know what they're going through. But He knows, because He is the God of our nation.
Let us partake together.
Hallelujah.
And we'll drink together, and then we will pray. So let us partake together. After dinner, also poured the wine, and he said, The wine represents my blood.
Amen.
New covenant. So our agreement today, for the cyclone to move faster and weaker. Let us speak together. Lord, we thank you as we commit our nation today.
Yes,
as we commit everything to
you.
The territory of Fiji.
In
every
Jesus
village,
name.
Every settlement, every town, every city.
In Jesus name.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Cyclone, move faster and weaker. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for your provision, your protection. Thank you for your covering.
Oh, hallelujah.
Covering our nation, every
for
family. And we thank you, Father God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Nothing is impossible
yes
with you. Even though we're going through what we are going through, but nothing can stop you. As we come in agreement, believing, cyclone will move faster,
hallelujah,
and reduce in strength.
In
thank you, Father God. The water level will reduce, and any tsunami, big waves, will be subsidized. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we receive this
oh,
morning,
hallelujah,
we thank you, Father God. We believe in you. We believe in your name. And in the name of Jesus, we receive normalcy this wonderful morning. We thank
hallelujah
you, Father God, for every home. Maybe some damage already done. Maybe some flooding already done. We thank you, Father God, that there will be a return to normalcy very soon and very quick. In the mighty
in
name of
Jesus,
Jesus
name.
We pray, we come in agreement. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen,
amen
and
amen,
amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, not today that you serve the master of the wind. And he is the maker of the rain. Hallelujah. Which means you serve who can command the wind to stop and make the rain to stop. He is the God of our nation. And
hallelujah.
He is the God that you serve. This morning. So as you're watching in this morning, we're actually talking about the storm that we're facing, which is the storm that we're actually feeling, the brunt of it. You can see the rain, you can feel the wind, and all these things that are happening. But those are the storms in the physical sense. And there may be other storms that you're facing in your life.
Yes.
Other storms of struggle, storms of a relationship with your husband and wife, storms with your children that become rebellious in their age, and storms of your mortgage and your bills that overwhelm you. And maybe the issues created by people that you live with or they stay with you, they rub you on the wrong side, and sometimes it can be a struggle. So those are the little storms that we face in our life compared to the storm in the physical sense that we are all looking at today. And I believe that most of us this morning, we're not ready for this storm.
Yeah.
Maybe just after the Tisiasa, and then you hit with another one. But don't dwell in there. Don't moan and groan. Don't sit and say, you know, why it's happening. Or it's happening again. No. Be strong. Rise up. Fight it. In your spirit, you fight it. You say, nothing is going to take me down. Nothing is going to change my attitude. Nothing is going to change what I'm earmarking myself to achieve my family as well as everybody in your home. So this morning, you may be listening in like what we were sharing this morning. A very cold, hardly anything, no power. You cannot even cook anything. So it can be, I know, the very oddest moment of your life on a Sunday morning. But the assurance and the love that God has given us is just enough to take
never
us
change
to another day. Because he's faithful.
Yeah. His love, his mercy never change.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of what we're facing, regardless of what we're going through.
Amen.
His love, his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Never change. Even in the midst of the storm. That's why Jeremiah 29:11.
Hallelujah.
Is always powerful
yeah
when we share.
I alone
knows the plan I have for you. And the plan I have is for your goodness.
Hallelujah.
Never to harm you. And will give you a future that you hope for. And that is the God that we are serving this morning.
Amen.
Some of us, maybe we are wet from yesterday afternoon or from last night. We'll not take away the love of God in our life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of us, no power. You are watching through your phone on Facebook of My TV.
Amen.
Or the Facebook of New Melodies. It does not mean that the love of God disappears. No. According to the Bible, the love of God remains forever, endures forever. That means endures.
Amen.
Regardless of the situation, come, endures.
Hallelujah.
So even the situation rises, the mountain rises, the wind getting stronger, endures. That means he rises with
Amen.
Them. Woo. Hallelujah. And that is the beauty of the God that we serve. You know, sometimes when we face with pandemic, when we face with a natural disaster, automatically dampen our spirit. You know, it lowers the level of faith in God or trusting in God. Don't do that, my friend. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, regardless of the situation that you face, supposed to increase your faith.
Hallelujah.
And depending on God. I can do it because of God.
Hallelujah.
You know why? In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible says that greater is the one who is in us and the one out there in
Amen.
The world. Ooh, hallelujah. That means regardless of what the world throw at you, you can handle it because of God in you.
Hallelujah.
Because of God in you, you can face anything that comes against you. And that is the beauty of trusting in God. Maybe somebody that you're watching this morning and you are thinking, why? If they are talking about this God, the loving God, the merciful God, why all this thing is coming? Hallelujah. No, this situation that are coming, that's normal. Right across the Bible, that's normal.
Hallelujah.
It's a situation that we have to face every day. And this is the kind of situation that we will draw closer to God. Hallelujah. The goodness of what we are facing, we draw closer
Amen.
To God. It becomes a lesson to us. Hallelujah. In fact, natural disaster is something that God allows for us to learn more from God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if I close heaven for rain not to fall,
Amen.
That is weather, a weather pattern. And if I send locusts to devour the land, that is supplies, our needs. Just like what happened this morning or last night. Most of the cassava plantation, dalo plantation, the root crops will be damaged. If I send the locusts to damage the land, devour the land, or if I send sickness, and he said, my people who are called by my name, you have the key to open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I want to challenge our life today. We are standing here because we know that we have the key to talk to God and to ask God to neutralize whatever situation
Hallelujah.
That we're going through.
And that is our authority as children of God. And the key is also in your hand.
Yes.
If anything for us to learn over this period of COVID-19 and then the two cyclones now on the way, if anything that it would have done to you, try and take this time to learn how to pray for those of us who haven't prayed, and try to take this time to know God more for those of us who go to church on Sunday as a formality, and try to take this time as a time of bonding and knowing your Creator and also loving the people around you.
Hallelujah.
Love your family more, love your spouse more, and look out for other people around you. Last night we were actually the whole family, nearly half of the family, were out up by three. And for me, as I stood up, the only thing that came to my mind when I hear the rain and the downpour, and then I was just thinking, you know, what about those families that are drenching wet, water seeping through their roof, or, you know, the drippings and everything? What about those families that are cuddling in the corner, looking for a dry spot to be, you know, sitting in? And that what really woke me up. And not so much for our comfort, because we know we can, you know, sort things out. But I was thinking of those other families out there. And you may be one of those families that are actually sitting out there, standing, looking, you know, just sweat the whole night. And this morning, and then you begin to ask yourself, is there a God? And why would God do this to me? Why this God would continue to do this to me and my family? And if you're talking to you, you're logging in from the northern, after Ayasa, and then now you have Anna. And then you'll have those doubts and in your heart, beginning to question God. In such a way that you don't want to go through this ordeal the second time. You know, and we cannot explain what God does.
Yes.
We cannot stop what God can do. We cannot tell God what to do. But we can plead with God and have faith in God. And for me, or for us this morning, to share with you, the window to connect, or the connection that you must have, is the window of your heart.
Yes.
You just need to check your heart. Regardless of what you're going through, try and create that good heart within you. Whatever that you're facing, like what we mentioned this morning, it can be the cycle we're looking yet, but it can be the cyclone of your life every day. The things that you face, people talking about you, people pointing finger at you, people condemning you, and all those things around you. Those are also cyclone of your life, but it depends on your heart, the attitude of your heart. So this morning, whatever that you face, don't stand and moan and groan or feel bitter towards it or feel offended by it. No, you stand up and say, I have a good heart, my Lord. Guide me and lead me. Show me the way, because we need to completely trust in Him. It says in Proverbs 3:5-6 that you must trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not only portion, not only half, not only a bit, all. It says with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. If you're actually reading the tracking of the cyclone, don't just go by whatever you can understand or whatever you can learn or what you hear. No, you completely trust in the Lord, not in your own understanding, not the things that you know, not the level of education that you have, not the ability of what you can do, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, with everything that you have, and allow Him to direct your path. Because wherever you are at, maybe you're wet, drenched, or maybe you're out there with nothing. You know, your roof has flown off, nothing, absolutely nothing you have. But standing there, you continue to trust in God and continue to believe that this God will show you the way, because He is the way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a storm in the Bible, Mark chapter 4. The Bible says, in the middle of the middle of the middle of the night, in the middle of the ocean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the storm came, and the Bible says the water was coming in. They were about to die, according to the disciple. But Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat. When He stood up, He speak to the wave, and the wave sit down, because the wave were on top of one another. So they're standing on one another. So that's why the waves rises. They're standing on one another. And Jesus stood up and said, wave, sit down. Wave, sit down. And wind, be quiet.
Amen.
And just happen. So regardless of what we're going through, hallelujah, we have a God that can do anything of anything on anything with anything to anything. That's why we are so confident this morning, hallelujah, that we can trust in God regardless of what goes through in our life. Because His plan is to give us goodness. Never.
Yes. Not calamity.
Never calamity.
Not harm.
His plan is to give us goodness.
Amen.
The goodness that we are hoping for is in His plan.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes His plan is always, hallelujah, is always to nurture us, to challenge us. Maybe some of us, we're going through wet all night, or maybe flooding into your home. You are now in evacuation centers.
Amen.
But you must remember, be still and know that there is God. God is watching.
Hallelujah.
God is listening. That's why we had our Holy Communion first.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So the cyclone can die down and cyclone can move quickly. Hallelujah. Because it's very wide according to the tracking of the cyclone. But all those things depend on God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, if I close heaven for rain not to fall. See, we need an open heaven. And the Bible says, if I close heaven.
Amen.
That means any weather pattern depends on God. You know, the world can say a lot of things.
Amen.
Global warming,
hallelujah,
all these things. That is from the world. But according to God, if I close heaven for rain not to fall, hallelujah, that means any weather pattern depends on God.
Hallelujah.
Number two, if I send locusts to eat up or devour the land, including the crops, including the landsliding, or maybe the change of shoreline, that's, we call it erosion. That is devouring the land.
Hallelujah.
It all depends on God. But be rest assured. The Bible says that I start off our lesson today. If my people who are called by my name, that's all of us, every church, everyone that believe in Jesus,
amen,
you have the key to open heaven and
hallelujah,
to talk to your Father in
amen
heaven. Not only us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we believe that whoever is out there, any pastors, any Taltala, any Dobu now, anyone that believe in Jesus. The Bible says, the people who are called by my name, number one, humble.
Hallelujah.
So this is the time for us to humble ourselves and know that there is a God.
Amen.
Regardless of the situation, just humble.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we are praying. And that's why we must pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time to talk to God and tell God, thank you, but you have the power Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm commanding this cyclone to move faster and also reduce.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for teaching us. You are talking to us as men. You are talking to us as villages. You are talking to us as a nation.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your lesson. Because everything happened to us, it's a message from God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we need to be still and know that He is God. It says in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I shall be exalted among the nations, and I shall be exalted upon the face of the earth. And that's who God is, your God is. So you need to believe in Him. You need to trust Him. You need to know that He is your God. So wherever you are at, like what we are sharing this morning, basically and mostly on the cyclone, where we want to take you now en route to against all odds.
Hallelujah.
Cyclone is out there, whatever odds
against
it is out there,
odds.
Against all odds. Against all the odds of your life.
The wind there, the flooding there.
Everything there.
The cold there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also
bring
your workplace, the people that you usually communicate with, can be your friends, can be the company that you work for, the businesses that you own, or it can be anything else. And those are the odds of your life. It's stopping you from reaching the ultimate that God has designed for you. Because according to the Bible verse just shared this morning in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. To prosper you and never to harm you.
Ooh.
To bring about the future that you hope for.
Last night
we were having our devotion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yesterday we actually had our eldest grandchild turning 16. And they were supposed to have their birthday dinner yesterday with his friend, longtime friend. He actually leaves home like my own grandchild, Carlos. And yesterday they're supposed to have their dinner for their celebration. And when that happened on Thursday, and I was sharing with them, when there was an announcement, you know, school on Friday. For me, the Holy Spirit just told me, the birth is not going to happen. And I knew that from my heart. And I didn't know how to explain it to the two, our boys who were actually having their birthday. And I was sharing with them last night. It came, it went. It's, for me, so peaceful, like nothing. But by then, my son, Elijah, had already organized the lovo because it's a paid dinner, but we can bring in the extra. And he was organizing the lovo. We cleared all the crops that we've had, the two bags, three bags of chicken, everything. So it's all ready for the lovo. And the notice on the new curfew time from 4 p.m. didn't eventuate until very late on Friday evening. We came back from an award night. We have the MPED division. They had a dinner out. And thank you, MPED. That was great. And when we got home, right, you know, late into the night, my son walked into my room and he said, did you get the message? I said, no. And I said, the curfew starting at 4 o'clock. I said, okay. And then he said, can we shift it forward? I said, no, not really. We'll just move it to next Saturday. By saying that, he came back and he said, what about the lover? We put it back. So we think of all our alternatives indirectly. And I was sharing with my grandson and my family last time when we had the devotion. It was so loud on how God just spoke and said, continue like nothing happened. Continue with the lover. The birthday and everything was canceled. So I told my son, okay, you just go ahead. Continue, do the lover. Get the basket. And ask the boys, where are their friends? Ask the boys, their family, to take those food to their family. So yesterday was just a lovely day to be taken to everybody. And we were having our devotion lesson and said, you know, like that piece. You know, we were commenting, oh, thank you for the love. Thank you for the love from the whole family. And my son just put a one-liner. Okay, done this week, same thing next week, which means it continues. And you are at peace. Whatever odds that it's out there, it's up to you. Because no matter how worked up you can be, you can, you know, spill out a lot of things out of your mouth because of frustration. Your plan is not happening the way you want it. But it's not going to give you that peace. You need to find that peace, and you cannot find it elsewhere, but only with God. So there may be things that you have planned for the weekend like I did. There may be other things. You know, as I'm thinking of the cake, at that moment, on that Saturday, on that Friday night, I said to myself, okay, the cake, the birthday cakes would have been ready. Everything else would have been ready. But I didn't. My mind didn't even go there. I just called my daughter and said, Kula, please, just do whatever you need to do. Just know the birthday has shifted. And until today, we haven't discussed anything about it. I just assume that it's going to be good. I believe that. It's going to be good come next Saturday. And you may be, you know, you can identify with what I'm sharing today. You may be having all those things planned out for this weekend. Not only for this weekend, things that you have mapped out in your life. You didn't anticipate the COVID happen. You didn't anticipate the TCSR for those of you in the Northern Division. Now the TC Anna, you never even planned that.
Yeah.
But you had your plans. You had, your children earmarked for certain things, going to school, or certain things that they needed to do, enrollment. And then you have your spouse, you have your business. There are a lot of things that you have out there. And having these things coming in as a distraction has taken you out of your route. But I want to encourage you this morning. Be strong. Stand up. Rise up. Take control. Be at peace with your heart. And just make sure you surround yourself with the right people.
Hallelujah.
Not the people that come and nag and talk about negative things and take you back. No, you are stronger than that. You are stronger than that. Rise up and continue to move forward. Whatever they say, don't dwell in the negatives. No. Check out your company of people that you fellowship with. They have to be positive. You need positive vibes in your life. If you hear somebody talking negative or, talking down about something that had happened or indirectly speaking about other people, I try to be the negative influence. I try to be the positive champion. And, you're always known for having that positive vibes all the time, regardless of how bad things can be.
Oh.
You look at it in a very different way. So, and it goes back to the attitude of your heart. Because if your heart is good, whatever you say, it's going to be good. No matter how bad it is, you'll always find something good about that bad thing. No matter how bad people can be to you, you'll always find something good about them, regardless of what they've done to you. So the importance of having a good heart, the importance of forgiving, the importance of the people that you fellowship with, because according to the truth of his word in Psalms 1:1, because it says in our, in our life, our daily life,
yeah,
that blessed is a man who does not, dwell in the counsel of the wicked, no stand in the way of the sinners, no sit in the seat of the mockers. So they don't hang around and talk about people. They don't hang around and fool people. They don't just hang around for the benefit of, being spiteful to other people. No, their heart is good. And their heart is good. And the wind of their heart is so good that it draws all the positivity in their life. Wherever you go, when you have the positive element in you, regardless of no money, regardless of you're not going to get that positive feedback, but because of the powerful attitude that you have, the powerful good heart and the positivity of your life, it attracts all this positivity to you. And that's why this morning we had asked you to come in agreement to have that Holy Communion.
Yes.
Because as we come in agreement, that positive coming in agreement, the coming together of our spirit, the believing and having faith in this God that he can do all things, that he can either dissolve the cyclone or he will make it go fast and less harm to our nation and its people. And I believe that because we believe in him. So you may be listening to us from the hospital bed. You may be listening to us from the prison. You may be in one of those moments of your life that you regret what you have done, or you regretted the position that you were at. But there's nothing that you can do to go back and undo the things you've done. The only thing to do is to rise above, stand up in your spirit and say to yourself, I'm going to continue to believe in God. I'm going to let go of the things. There are certain things that you cannot fix.
Yeah.
A lot of time, All we did was just praying. We pray. We all stood up and pray. Only two items we did last night. First, we just thank God for everything.
Yeah.
We thank God. And I just tell them, take this time to thank God. Most of the time, we take God for granted. For the family that you can see. For the children that you can hug. For your spouse that you can have with you. There's no money that can even, compare to what you have. And sometimes we're so busy out looking for money, we forget the very valuable thing that is right there behind you, before you, beside you.
Mm.
It's your spouse, your children, the very people that love you for who you are. So yesterday was a very powerful moment for us as a family. We stood and we prayed. We just prayed and prayed. We called the God. God of this nation. We call his presence into wherever we are, because we call of that seal and the covering of his blood. Wherever you are at, try and know your right as a child of God. You have your right as a child of God. Regardless when the rise of that flood coming down to your doorstep, you speak to that water to stop. You speak to the rain to stop. You can do that by the authority that God has given you.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, anybody can do that who believe in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not the ones like us to preach about him. Not only the ones that are called pastors and talatala. No. It's every individual who know that this God is the life.
Hallelujah.
And that is the right we have as a child of God.
Hallelujah.
So believe in him.
The Bible says,
hallelujah,
if my people who are called by my name, my people, that
hallelujah
means those born again, you
yeah
have so much power within
yeah
you.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
Imagine.
Hallelujah.
The power that raised Jesus from the dead is also the power that we have to us.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves. So it's talking about our heart.
Hallelujah.
Talking about the condition of our heart.
Yes.
The people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray. You cannot pray until that you have a humble heart.
Yes.
You can pray, but it's just only sound. It's just only words.
Yeah.
You are not connecting. You are not impacting the spiritual mm-hmm realm. Because our way down, humbleness, is our way up.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says, my people who are called by my name, those who identify their power, their authority,
oh, hallelujah,
that is given by God, humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wicked ways. The wicked ways, no, staying with the people that are, you know, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Eh? You turn away from the people that are wicked,
yeah,
from the sinners and the people, some senseless, the people are no use for God.
Hallelujah.
The sinners, the mockers, and those that are wicked, stay away. And we focus on the word of God. Regardless of the pandemic, regardless of the cyclone, we are focusing on the word of
Amen
God. We meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. Regardless of the power of the cyclone, whether it's category 1 or category 2,
hallelujah,
category 5 or category 10, regardless of what the cyclone or what you're facing, we must meditate on the word of God. Then, I'll say that again, then,
hallelujah,
and things can happen. We can command. We can tell the wind to move fast. We can tell the rain
hallelujah
to stop. We can tell the flood to enough is enough. Because you are humble in your spirit and contrite in your heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, when he said, I alone knows the plan I have for you. What plan? Plan to prosper you. In the middle of the cyclone, to prosper you. In the middle of a pandemic, to prosper you. Regardless of your academic achievement, it doesn't mean anything when you are standing on the word of God. Because that's his word. And he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to
hallelujah
change his mind. And he said, I alone knows the plan I have for you, have for us. And his plan to prosper us. So whatever come our way, his plan is to prosper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that is the beauty about
yes
the word of God. It's very positive. The word of God is very, very positive. So don't allow negative talks from people that they can do nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But allow the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We run to the word of God. We stay in the presence of God because that's where the power is. All the power within heaven is zeroed down to one to someone,
amen,
and his name is Jesus. The Bible says, a child will be born, and a boy will be given, and he has the authority. The Bible says, all the government will be upon his
hallelujah
shoulder. So everything that we go through this life, we must remember that he is the ultimate.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Anything that happened in this physical world must be approved from heaven. See, when you're facing pandemic, when we're facing cyclone physically, we are also facing in the spirit.
Amen.
We have a cyclone called financial situation.
Hallelujah.
we are facing some pandemic
yeah
which is called no money, poverty and lack.
And
lust and tumba. Extramarital affairs.
Hallelujah.
Fornication.
Yeah.
Spirit of lust. And we have some pandemic called not forgiving one another. We have a bad heart. We have a jealousy in our heart. We are full of envy. Those are some of the cyclone. Oh, those are most powerful cyclone that is affected.
And destroy your vineyard. We were actually looking at the Song of Solomon this morning when we were driving here. Song of Solomon 2:15, it says, catch the little foxes.
Catch
the little foxes that destroy the vineyard. Do you know that when God creates you, he actually creates you with your vineyard? Your vineyard is your goodness. Your vineyard is God-given. Your vineyard you have there. And our vineyards are different in every elements of the way. The one that God gives and the one that you create for yourself, those are your vineyards. But for the vineyard that God gives, he says in the Songs of Solomon 2:15, catch those foxes. Because the foxes, when they actually light their tail, they can set fire to the whole bush and the whole forest or the whole vineyard. And they destroy the vineyard. So those little foxes in your life, you need not only to catch them, you need to kill them. You need to kill those foxes. What are those little foxes? Those are the lies, the gossips, the negative, the nagging, the unforgiveness, the stealing, and all other things that you do that are just not of God. They are ungodly. And those are the little foxes that are actually destroying your vineyard that God has for you. That's why we always say, write your list. When you write your list, you will need to do something. You don't just write your list and call this God and then it's going to happen overnight. No, you need to commit. You need to meet him halfway. You need to let go of the things of your life. There will be an obstacle for God to speak to you. So you need to stand strong and clear. Look around you. It's not that we want to define the friends that you have or we want to have a say the life that you choose to live. No, we are just sharing because we have lived life. I mean, we worked in the airline. It was Air Pacific then in those years. With about nearly 500 manpower establishment or staff for that matter. And we used to have fellowship every Wednesday. And that Wednesday, it can be as many as 10, the biggest. And it can be as little as 2. And it doesn't really matter. So we're being looked at as the unusual, the weirdos we were. Being looked at in that way. I'm sharing this because, you may be thinking otherwise. You may be thinking, okay, in your spirit, in your heart, you don't want to be part of it. But yet, because of the pressure or because of people that are looking, you just want to be, there and be part of that group. We've lived through that. I mean, we are being looked at as the one of the weirdest one, especially for me. And because that was his life before. He grins, he does rugby, and I used to follow him around. Pacific rugby, going from one country to another, I take a lot. And most of the time, I'm trying to sort of their departure tags out of the airport, being at the hotel, checking on them all over the place. I know what it's like. And I'm just thankful to God because of that solid teaching and that faith in my heart to continue to see him and continue to seek him and never be distracted. I'm sharing this because you can be going through the same and you think that you cannot stand on your own. No, you're not standing on your own. You're standing with God. So in those moments and all those years and even until the time we left and come, some still look at us in a, they kind of look, okay,
weird.
Are you weird? How are you going to pay your bills? What are you doing? Especially so when you hold good position and you just let it go and go. And it doesn't make sense to the world. But now when I look back and I said, I'm so glad that we made the decision. So you may be listening to me today and there are moments that you want to go with the crowd. You don't want to really rebuff it and stand on your own because you begin to think of all this condemnation around you or being, intimidated. But know that this God is with you. And know that and believe that this God is always with you. Because those kind of things, if you're not careful, it takes you to depression. It takes away your happiness. It takes away the passion that you have for life. No, God has got more for you. So know your vineyard. Yeah. Know where you're going. Know exactly what you want out of it. And don't be discouraged by the people around you. Don't be discouraged by what people say. No, you rise above it. You can hear them, but don't take, don't take stock. You hear from one ear, allow it to go to the other ear. Don't even dwell in it and don't even spend or waste any time on it. You rise above it because you are greater than those things that are happening around you. People will always talk. They will never ever stop talking. Regardless of how high you go, regardless of how huge your investment can be, regardless of how great you can sound, you'll never, ever walk away from people who are never satisfied with that. Because there's always an element of jealousy, always an element of
envy.
Bad heart. And even now, I mean, we have TC Assam. And there are organizations coming from here, all the way from Suva, well, some from outside Fiji. And they're bringing all those donations all the way down to Mbua. And maybe after TC Anna, and then we'll also have the same thing happening. And sometimes, if we're not careful, you can be working in office. Those are the little foxes. You need to kill it. Because if you don't kill it, that little fox will make you destroy and will come and destroy everything that you've ever worked hard for. So rise up and know, identify your little foxes and kill them.
The little foxes are there to damage.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All those little foxes, maybe they're little, but remember, fox. The foxes are very lazy and very cunning and they're very smart. They are not smart to do good, they are smart to destroy. So don't take it lightly, my friend. Hallelujah.
That's
the little foxes that are around you, the little one,
Amen.
The very little one, maybe just joking.
Yeah.
Those are the little foxes. They will damage you and the damage will be huge. Hallelujah. So you need to catch, not only to catch, remember, the plan for God is for our goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we were listening to those foxes in those days when we started the ministry, then the ministry will not be like this. And we are so glad that God uses us and use the ministry to minister to you. That you are watching this morning.
Hallelujah.
Not because we can do it. No, because God can do it.
Amen.
It is the plan for God. Hallelujah. We are just here flowing in the flow of God.
Hallelujah.
Not because of our own doing. We believe we just try to kill the small foxes. Some we kill, some start still
some
running around. we still chasing some foxes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Around.
Kill hallelujah. The foxes.
We need to catch them and
Amen.
Kill them.
Hallelujah.
And you need to kill, you know, some foxes to you. It's like a tiger and a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But they have the spirit of fox.
Amen.
The spirit of Lawakila, the spirit of Hindambui, the spirit of Bekdoa. Hallelujah. Kautalebi, musuki kolebi.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how beautiful. Is that?
Hallelujah.
Nonguna numa mobinaka mosenga sarinida. Hallelujah. So, when we go through hard times in this life, remember, His plan is.
And that's for your school children as well. The little foxes that you need to kill, that will stop you from achieving better in your schoolwork. Those are the disobedient to your parents, the lazy to study, not doing the duties at home, the little things of your life, which we believe that you can better. So whatever little foxes that we identify this morning, try and identify those foxes. Because I believe not one of us, including me and my husband, standing here at the studio, and those people that are actually doing the camera today, and all the crew that are here, and everybody
everyone,
else that is logging in.
Everyone
every individual has got some little foxes differing in the number and the volume of the foxes. So today, identify. Maybe you cannot fix all today, but you can at least fix two.
Catch
if you have been lazy,
one by one.
Yeah, catch them one by one. But you need to be killing them one by one.
One by one.
Kill those laziness, kill those lies
gossip,
and gossip. Whenever you say something, you're always making fun of it, always negative, always calling somebody else and vibrating somebody else, talking about this person and talking about this person. No.
Kill it.
Be content with who you are.
Kill it
and be
now.
Content with what you have. And be happy for other people's achievement. If this is somebody achieved by, be happy. Be happy for that person. Because it may not be you, but one day it can be you. When you're so happy and so elated with somebody's achievement, wouldn't God look your way and say, oh, you know, what an attitude, what a good heart that person has. And maybe the next time He will consider just looking at you. So whatever that you are facing right now, try and have that good heart and look around and kill all those little foxes. The little foxes of unforgiveness for children that have parents who have separated, children that have parents that are on divorce and no longer have time for you, and you sort of like really hated your parents for what they've done because they've moved on with their lives and they don't have any time with you. They've lived a life, you know, showing that you don't exist. And sometimes without you knowing, that can be very damaging and very offensive, and you can feel so bitter about it. This morning, you need to kill them. Because whatever that you feel, your parents are moving on with their lives, and they're having an enjoyment of their life. But it can take away everything that you ever anticipated for, because it's not their heart that is affected, it's your heart that is affected. If you're a child that you're listening to me today. For me, my grandchildren teaches me a lot. Because our eldest daughter got married again, and they went their separate ways. And I'm like what I said, I always feel good to share this because it's something that I go through with my grandchildren. And I know what it's like. And every time I'll always continue to talk to my grandchildren, and I know they're watching me this morning. I've always told them, whatever you do, you need to clear your heart, love your father, and love your mother. Those are the two positions that Nana cannot ever fill up for you. And then I was telling them, according to the Bible, it didn't say honor your Nana or honor your grandpa or honor your grandparents. It says in the powerful word of God, honor your parents, not grandparents, but your parents, so all can be good to you. And if you're looking at your parents and they've hurt you in such a way, and all you feel is hurt and offended heart and resentment, whatever that you're feeling this morning, I will want to ask you, let go. Don't allow that to crowd your heart. Don't allow it to take away the plans of God in your life. And I've always enjoyed the moment. I always tell my grandchildren, my special moments are our family devotion. Because Gastel is busy. Sometimes he's not at home in the evening. My other son is not at home some of the evening. My daughter, because they have commitment. My son-in-law. So it's mostly me and my grandchildren and my daughter-in-law. And I always look forward to that moment. The moment of just fellowshipping and worshiping with my grandchildren and serving God. I was sharing with them, there's two moments of my life that I treasure. It's my devotion that I sit with my grandchildren. And the second is my time that I stand alone in the seawall or in the sanctuary just praying to God.
Hallelujah.
And this moment, I would like to share with you. If I'm sharing about the children with divorced parents, I'm speaking from experience. Because I have my grandchildren living right at home with me. Joshua stayed with me for the last 16 years. He turned 16. And most of the night when we pray, when he was still small, we always hold hands and pray before we go to sleep. That was the ritual that we do, or we have managed to do in our lives. And every time we pray, he'll always mention the mom and dad. He'll always mention that. Now he's 16. He's 16 years old. And every time I'll always talk to him and I say, you know, you need to move on and you need to know that your parents you need to love, regardless of what you go through. Because the goodness of God to arrive in your life and to also manifest in your life, it takes a good heart. And you need to have that good heart. And I just praise God because of that walk that I can do with my grandchildren, that walk that I can feel with my grandchildren. I never had any experience of a broken home. I never witnessed any experience of broken home from my family. But I'm going through with my children, and they are all grown up. I have a 16-year-old, I have a 15-year-old, and I also have a 13-year-old. And they come from a broken home. And they are the jewels of my life. They are the treasure of my life. Whatever that they go through, and I always tell them, I'll always be there. And know that God is with you. And believe in this God and trust Him. So you can be a child same as my grandchild. Or same as my grandchildren. You can be a child, you're torn between the two. You can be a child not even known by your parents, raised up by your grandparents like mine. And you can be a child, you have developed that hatred towards your parents because of the situation you were in. And you're always thinking, that could have been me. You're looking at their children now and you're saying to yourself, that's mine. That's my position. That's my mom. That's my dad. That's supposed to be mine. And sometimes if you're not careful, you can be so bitter about it. So those are the little foxes for you children coming from broken homes that you need to fix. Because your achievement in FNU, your achievement in your tertiary, your achievement in life depends on the attitude of your heart, which you need to let go. You can have the intellect, you can have all the intelligence that you have, but without having that good heart, the ending will never be good. You need to let go and allow God to define your ending. Don't allow the situation you've been through to define you. And that goes to the parents that are actually logging in today. We only have about 2 to 3 minutes left. And those are the hurts that you have instilled in your children's life. regardless of the life that you have moved on to, try and remember the children that you have offended along the way. Find a moment. It doesn't take much. It can be just a card to say, I love you. It can be just a card to say, happy birthday. It can be just a phone call to say, I love you.
Text.
And all those little things. Or a text on the phone just to say, happy birthday. It doesn't have to be much. It's just that connection of telling your child, know that I still remember you and I love you as my child. So, parents, I know that you're happy where you are at the moment because you want to turn away from something that had happened in your life and they become the reminders of those bad moments to you. But whether you like it or not, at the end of the day, you are still their mom, you're still their dad. And according to the truth of God's word, that we are the custodians of the children that God has given us. So on that note, and for those of you that have hurt your wife and hurt your children all those years, it's never too late. Correct
never
yourself. Stand up and say to yourself,
never
I need the fullness of what God has for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So before I pray today, you can pray with me.
Yeah.
I encourage you.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation that you go through, our God is still at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter into his house. I'll have supper with him. He will have supper with me.
Hallelujah.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray over
Amen.
The people that they have foxes
Hallelujah.
Still around today.
Oh,
there
hallelujah.
Are pandemics still around
Thank
today
you, Jesus.
In the spirit,
yeah.
in the mental. There are cyclones and flood waters in the spirit that they are tackling every day. I pray in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
That we have a good heart to move on and to move into your
Increase
kingdom.
Faith in
and Father God, to trust
oh,
you
Hallelujah.
And trust you completely.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for the heart of forgiveness.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that we will trust you from within our heart, that you can do it. You can reconnect what has been broken. You can clean up what has been dirt.
Hallelujah.
And you can shine the light to where it has been dark. We thank you, Father God, this morning. We commit everybody that are coming back to you today. Every person that are
Amen.
Repenting this morning. Every person that are making a way this morning according to this program against all odds. We thank you. We pray over them. We pray over the church
Hallelujah.
In Fiji. We pray over the New Methodist Christian Fellowship. We pray over every household, every home that are tuning in today, whether they belong to any church or they are just staying at home. We bless them in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. We bless the family. We bless the marriage. We bless our children. We bless those in primary school and also in secondary school. We thank you, Father God, for the against all odds,
Amen.
Bring hope and life to someone this
Hallelujah.
Morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everybody believing say,
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today and yet another Sunday. We believe today is the stay-in day. Everybody is just staying at home and enjoying the company of your family. Well, today we would like to wish you all the best and grab every moment to enjoy the people around you. Love your husband more, love your wife more, love your children more. And just feel blessed that they're there with you. And on that note, join us again for next Sunday and also for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Log in on my TV as well as the ministry Facebook page to join us yet again for another 1 hour of serving God today. So don't lose heart and don't lose hope. Take on what God has for you
Amen.
And rise up and know that this God will never leave you nor will he forsake you. And thank you. So we will see you again next Sunday at 10:30 against all odds. The God of our nation.
Amen.